It's been nearly 2 years since the U.S. Supreme Court upheld school voucher programs. The court said it's constitutional to spend public money on religious schools, but states have not been jumping at the chance to issue vouchers. One state that tried is Colorado, which passed a program last year, which is now tied up in the courts. The case is now before Colorado's state Supreme Court. From Denver, NPR's Jeff Brady reports.
Come September, low-income parents in Colorado whose children attend underperforming public schools were supposed to have the option of receiving vouchers so they could switch to private schools. But a group, including Colorado's largest teachers union, filed a lawsuit. A lower court judge threw out the voucher program in December, saying it took too much control away from local school boards. This week, state Supreme Court justices heard an appeal. Before oral arguments began, about 100 voucher supporters rallied outside the Capitol in Denver.
No more do we want our children to be led from the playpen to the state pen.
Voucher advocate Evelyn Taylor told rally participants that access to private schools is the key to a better education for minority kids. You might expect the crowd to include parents who want their children in religious schools and those who are ideologically opposed to public schools. But this rally was organized by local Latino and African American activists. Lisa Villanueva said she plans to send her three kids to a school that focuses on art.
We're not trying to destroy the public schools. We're trying to make everything better for everyone. But see, we don't have time to wait on them to change to save our children. We don't have time. It's a crisis. We've been in this crisis for a while now. We lost a generation before.
Villanueva says school vouchers are a civil rights issue for her. She wants the same access to private schools that middle-class families have. True, the $5,000 or so she'd get from the state wouldn't pay for a fancy prep school, but it would cover the tuition for most private schools. Beverly Oswald is suspicious of the civil rights argument.
I believe that's an attempt to focus an emotional tag on what should be a rational, thoughtful process.
Oswald is a former teacher, a past president of a teachers' union, and one of the plaintiffs who challenged Colorado's voucher program last year. She says parents like Villanueva should spend their time improving public schools. Colorado PTA President Mark Townsend agrees. He says all but three schools in the state have attained better standardized test scores in recent years.
We're all about trying to improve public education, absolutely. But you don't do it by robbing Peter to pay Paul.
Even supporters of the voucher program admit there's a good chance they'll lose the case before the Colorado Supreme Court. But they say that won't be the end of school choice, as they call it. Chip Miller heads the Institute for Justice, a libertarian group that supplies lawyers for voucher advocates. He says once the court rules on the case, state legislators will then have a roadmap for passing a new voucher program that will comply with the state constitution. He predicts that by September 2005, low-income parents in Colorado will be able to send their kids to private schools with public money. Jeff Brady, NPR News, Denver.